Do you need help, or do you want to ask me the names of every different sandwich that is out there?
Pulled pork sandwich.
I have other calls to take, sir.
Okay.
Sorry, you've been reduced to using the payphone.
There is one.
About ham sandwiches.
They say that the fire was started by a blast of wind from Howard Stern's asshole.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
I never fucked anybody over in my life. Didn't have it coming. You got that? All I have in this world is my balls and my word. And I don't break them for no one. Do you understand? That piece of shit up there, I never liked him. I never trusted him. For all I know, he had me set up and had my friend Angel Fernandez killed. But that's history. I hear he's not. Do you want to go on with me to say it? You don't? Then you make a move.
And his own story was as curious as his narrative. The tale of his life is the tale of a writer of incredible vision, an astute analyst and pundit, a lyricist compassionate and callous, a reckless hedonist, and disaffected malcontent.
Yeah. All right, everybody, this is Carlito speaking through the wire. I'm here with Brad, RVCP. How you doing, good man?
Hey, everyone.
This is Brad Carter.
I'm going to be lurking.
Brad's going to be lurking.
I'm
Carlito. I've got some crazy shit that happened to me the day after last week's show. Hence, I'm not... I'm connected via Skype, but I'm not running the board. Brad's running the board there in the Cacti Radio studio on the West Coast. How you doing, RBCP? You having a good day today?
Yeah, pretty good. You know, I was going to be productive and get a lot of stuff done tonight, and then you're making me do this, so
yep.
Whatever.
Yep. Sorry, asshole. Anyway, Tux might be joining us here a little bit. I am Carlito, of course, as usual. Make sure you're joining us in the chat room. The chat room's up. I'm not in there for reasons we'll explain soon. But RBCP is in there, and he'll be taking your print call requests. He'll be connecting all the calls tonight. Message him. I am him over at the madhouselive.com chat room. Also get a hold of him. I don't know what other ways. You can send your prank requests as usual. If you send those emails, I can forward those over to RBCP in the background. That's fine. And I'm working on logging in myself here in the messengers. As always, those are Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger and Madhouse Live. Rather, Madhouse at live.com. Rather. Madhouse.live.com on MSN. So, as explained, I'm Carlito. I'm here, alive still. I had a lot of... we had some good shows recently here, and everything was going well. I was in the middle of editing the last show from last week, which will be called Crackers in the Bed. We had a lot of fun last Thursday. And in the middle of editing, I was responding to an email about starting work on Monday. And as you all know, I've had a lot of medical issues here recently. One of them being my vision has been really poor. I lost the vision in my left eye, had surgery. That's still recovering, although I'm expected to make a full recovery in that eye. But unfortunately, my right eye, all of a sudden, in the middle of editing last week's show, went blind. I lost the ability to read anything and everything with that eye. Hence, I could not do anything on a computer, couldn't watch TV, can't even look at my cell phone and see what's going on. Completely blind. It was pretty bad. Over the weekend, was pretty tough. I was pretty depressed. Couldn't do anything, just sat like a log on the couch. And luckily, I could tap around on my Android phone. And I got, you know, Sirius working. Athena was helping me out, so I could listen to some music on Shoutcast and Sirius and some podcasts and stuff like that. But it wasn't until Tuesday morning that I had the ability to see a little bit of text again, blown up. So I am able to do some stuff on a computer now. I use the accessibility settings on my Windows 2008 server machine. I've got one monitor that has the the magnifier on it. That's really used for handicapped people, I guess, or people in my case. I'm disabled now, legally. But it lets me focus on everything that I'm looking at.
So am I your seeing? Am I your seeing eye prankster now? Prank caller?
Yes. I am the blind pranker, and yes. I don't know what you would be. You're kind of like my seeing eye dog, I guess. So yeah, actually, yeah, you're.
That's so awesome.
You're really awesome.
I'm gonna put that on my resume.
Yeah, there you go. You should put that on your resume. That's a good thing. Put it right there with when you were in the beta club. And, so basically I'm able to see, get around a little bit. I can do some IMing here and there, but I'm really pretty much useless on a computer now. I hate to do sob stories. I hate to be like, oh, wow, again. But I did lose another job opportunity that I had gotten because of this. It was just sudden, dude. I don't know, like... I don't know what's going on, why the gods hate me. I don't know. I do know that my dad was explaining to me that he found a coconut in his backyard that was covered in tinfoil, and he thinks it was some Santeria stuff. He's Puerto Rican, and he goes to church a lot, and he thinks that people are after him and my family. So he thinks that there is some bad voodoo against our family, supposedly. So they are in church every night now, praying for my eyesight. There you go. How are your eyes doing, Brad? Are you able to see okay?
Yeah, so far I'm okay. Maybe I should stop associating with you because I don't want the hex to carry over onto me because that would suck. I think maybe you should start going to church.
Yep.
You know, sure. Take a cue from your family.
I think so. Doing something.
Get a priest to do an exorcist.
Exactly. That's something. A nice song. What music are you playing? That sounds kind of cool. I like this. I can kind of hear it.
Oh, the song? That is, it's called Rail Maze. It's a game for the iPhone that I was completely addicted to a month ago. And I played it so much that the song was stuck in my head all the time, so I turned it into a background music.
Cool.
Yep.
Kick ass, man. Kick ass. I wanted to mention, I was watching the Facebook conference. I don't know if you caught any of that crazy action today, RBCP.
Nope.
But the big F8 conference and Mark Zuckerberg, big changes to Facebook announced today. Over the last few days, there have been some changes, but apparently profiles... I haven't seen my profile because I can't see. But I understand that, from what I understand from the video feed this afternoon, it's completely changed the face of Facebook. And a lot of people are... people either love it or they hate it. I don't know if you've ever heard of Spotify. It's this kind of music service, RBCP.
Yeah, I downloaded the iPhone app, and I was pissed that I couldn't use it, because there's just nothing there yet, or something. Maybe I just don't know how to use it.
Mm.
But I know they just rolled it out in America. It's, like, really big in Europe or something.
Yeah, it is. Well, the funny thing is, about that, the CEO of the company of Spotify was, came out to talk about the new integration they have with Facebook homepages, and he was wearing a Spotify t-shirt, the Spotify logo.
Nice.
But he had a blazer over it, like this black jacket and blue jeans on. And the jacket covered everything in the logo except for the very middle of it, so it said pot. And he was walking around, and he didn't even know. He was walking around like a douche with his shirt saying pot, and it was funny. We all had a laugh. We laughed and laughed and laughed. So there.
It's the only thing you have to be happy about anymore.
That's right. You can't have Spotify without pot, tell you what. Yeah. I could go for some right now. You know, that probably saved my eyes, or I'd be doing a lot better.
That'd probably be the miracle cure. You know, you need to get some weed and see how what that does for your eyesight.
Exactly. I don't know if you guys are watching the video feed, but I've got Athena's dark glasses on because I can't afford any dark glasses of my own, so I'm wearing female dark glasses. But if Will Smith and Kanye West can wear women's glasses, sunglasses, then I can too. Nothing wrong with that. I think I look good in sunglasses that are made for a woman. Anyway, RBCP, do we have any numbers yet, or are we still on the holding pattern right now?
Let's see. No, none at all.
Thanks. Thank you, assholes. I appreciate that.
Screw everybody.
Those numbers.
I can get. Did you listen to the phone show this week?
I listened to the first 10 minutes and I passed out. I couldn't stay up. Okay. Sorry,
I was boring you to death.
No. Go ahead.
Okay, so this guy he we had a lot of fun with this on the phone show this week. It's a phone number in California, and it goes directly to a 411 operator, and they think you're calling from a payphone. It's like a back door. We're not supposed to have it. And they get really they get really confused when we call it. And like, if you want to give that a try, it seems to be like a really small office. So
why not? Okay,
I don't know if that sounds like something you want to.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
Do you have is Nunu on your AOL? Because he'll have numbers. Nunu will. I don't know if he's if you got him on AOL.
He's on the phone. He's on the PLA tiny chat right now.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think he's in your chat. Yeah, he's in your chat room.
Yeah, well, yeah, Nunu, send you usually get numbers in the early before Lonesome Loser gets here. Send them over to RBCP. He's going to be connecting us right now.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm going to try and dial this number now.
Alrighty.
And I guess I should turn off the music.
411.
It claims it's ringing.
Claims.
Okay,
thank you for using Frontier Communication Solutions. For quality purposes, your call may be recorded.
Oh.
Be specific. What city, please?
You said be specific? What was that?
No, I'm sorry. It wasn't to you.
Oh, what do I need to be specific about? The city?
It wasn't to you, sir, but yes, I need to know what city you're searching in.
Oh, specifically, I'm searching in Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would you like there?
Ham sandwich. Hello?
The name of a business?
Yeah, it's how to make a ham sandwich. There's information.
So, do you need help finding a number, or are you just using the payphone for fun?
No, this is information.
Yeah, for a phone number, not how to make a ham sandwich.
Well, listen, I was listening to the radio, and they had this service. They said it was 411, that you could call and get movie listings and information and all this stuff and phone numbers. So
no, not this 411. We don't have that kind of information here. No movie listings, no sandwich directions, just phone numbers.
Oh, can you look up the business ham sandwich?
Sir, there's no business called ham sandwich coming up.
In Nevada, the whole state?
I can't search the whole state, but I can tell you in Las Vegas, there's not a listing under ham sandwich.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Do you need help, or do you want to ask me the names of every different sandwich that is out there?
Pulled pork sandwich.
I have other calls to take, sir.
Okay.
Sorry that you've been reduced to using the payphone.
There is one.
About ham sandwiches.
There
you
is one.
Have a good night now. Thank you.
Wait. Please.
Wow, she insulted you. You've been reduced to using a payphone. Okay. So the chances are
are you fucking blind?
Alright, here it goes.
Thank you for using Frontier Communication Solutions. For quality purposes, your call may be recorded.
Please?
Yes, Las Vegas, Nevada, ham sandwich.
Okay, sir, I can't search Las Vegas, Nevada. You're calling from a payphone. You're going to search California.
Well, why was I just talking to the lady and she was searching for me?
I don't know, sir, but when you're calling from a payphone, we can only search California. I can switch you to a supervisor to tell you the same thing. I'll be offline.
But the lady before was searching. I don't understand. Hello? Did she hang up?
Just getting a supervisor.
Okay, cool. She sounded the same.
I'm gonna help you.
Thanks, supervisor. I was talking earlier, and the lady was searching in Las Vegas, Nevada for me. And now you have this black woman there who says that she can't search outside of California.
That's correct.
Okay. But why was the lady before searching Las Vegas for me?
She probably wasn't paying attention, but she wasn't supposed to.
Okay, do you have access to the computer?
No, I don't.
So what do you do there, exactly?
That's really none of your business.
Well, I need information. I need this listing. So.
Right, but you only can get California. I can't search Las Vegas, Nevada.
But I'm calling from Nevada. I'm calling from there.
You're calling from California.
No, I'm not. I'm calling from Nevada. I'm right at the border.
I wouldn't be able to search for you.
Well, look in California for me, then.
What city in California?
Ham Sandwich in California. Hello? Supervisor? Is the patient there still?
She's still there.
Supervisor, I command you to speak. Okay, Ryan, disconnect the call, please.
Ryan, disconnecting call.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
All right, let's try again.
Okay. Yeah, it's weird. It's a backdoor number, and they just cannot comprehend that you're not calling out of California. Oh, and that's another thing. Some of them will search only California. Others will search anywhere. It just depends on the rep.
Huh.
Which, yeah, it's really weird.
I should have asked for the supervisor's name.
Please hold while I connect your call.
Thank you for using Frontier Communications Solutions. For quality purposes, your call may be recorded.
I didn't know Frontier was a bit. It's an old company. I thought they were gone.
What city and state, please?
Yes, hello. Las Vegas, Nevada.
And what's the listing, please?
Ham Sandwich. Hello?
Yes, I'm waiting for you to give me a correct listing.
Listen, I'm in cahoots with the supervisor, and you're not supposed to be searching outside of California, right?
Please hold for the supervisor. I'll be off the line. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to report her, Brad.
Do it.
Good.
Supervisor, may I help you?
Listen, that lady I was just talking to, she was, she needs to get written up.
Okay, how can I help you?
Yeah, she's not supposed to be looking for listings outside of California, and I caught her looking up in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello? Supervisor? Please answer. Come on.
It seems like when the supervisors go away, there's no indication. It's just silent.
It just kind of hangs. Yeah, I think they trace.
They're keeping us on the line.
Old school trace. They need 20 seconds.
They're watching a computer screen, and it's a little dot going across the country, like slowly going toward our house.
Yeah. Yeah, like the old TV shows, you know, the cops would be hiding out the house and like, keep them on for 20 seconds. We're tracing them.
It's
like the Fugitive movie.
We're confusing them, though, because there's two of us. It messes up their computers.
Yep. Uh-huh.
All right.
Trap.
Nunu sent me some numbers.
All right. Good. I just wanted to mention, I used to... that's the whole thing. If you remember, you could dial 411 from a payphone and it was free, but if you dialed it from the house, it was 99 cents. In Puerto Rico, when I'd stay there, there was a payphone, like, less, you know, just down, like, two houses down from where I live. So if I ever had to call 411, I'd just go outside and dial it from the payphone for free, come back to the house, dial it. Just saying, I scam all the time.
How much was it to call from home?
It was like 99 cents, I think. I'd get in trouble. Oh, wow. If I dare call 411, oh my God, forget it.
I remember that. It was the same with us. I just can't remember how much it actually was.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Should I talk to you about these numbers that have been sent to me, like, on the air, or should we take a break, or are you monitoring Gmail?
I'm not, well, I mean, I copy-pasted you a number Tabachi sent earlier before the show started, but they're, I don't know, well, yeah, let me know, because I don't know, I'm not watching Gmail, so.
Okay, well, Tuck, oh, yeah, Nunu's starting to send stuff, too, but Tuck just sent me a pony for sale.
Okay. Ooh, a pony. Right.
And
hey, what's this pony lover? Are you involved in this pony lovers thing? I started getting emails about pony lovers. I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's my fault. I invited like everyone and all of my friends on Facebook. I invited them to the My Little Ponies room, and we're just messing with everybody in there. It's a lot of fun.
Because my phone reads my, I have it on mute now, but it reads my Gmail, and all of a sudden it started reading Pony Lover Secret Society. I was like, what the hell?
I don't understand why Facebook lets people do that. You can just add anybody you want to this My Little Ponies group, you know, to any Facebook group, and then you're suddenly getting tons of notifications for it. It doesn't ask
permission.
Sounds
like we need to start a dirty group and subscribe everybody to it out there. Sounds good. Yeah. Anywho.
Okay.
All right. So, pony for sale.
Pony for sale.
Okay.
It's in the same area code as the payphone operators.
Sweet. It's a trap.
God damn you, Tuck.
Yeah, hi. Is this the pony for sale?
Yeah.
Okay. How much weight can the pony hold?
She could probably take 125, 130 pounds.
Okay. My friend, Milkman, he's about 320. That wouldn't work out?
No. You know, ponies are much smaller than horses.
What would happen to the pony, though, if he sat on it?
It would hurt her.
It would hurt her?
Yeah.
Would it be permanently? Like, would it be able to walk again, you think, or...
I wouldn't sell the pony to somebody that weighed that much. You know, that person needs a much bigger person.
That's not fair. I'm really the person that weighs 320 pounds, but I want a pony.
Well, ponies can't carry that much weight. This pony probably only weighs about 400 or 50 pounds herself, and a horse can carry about 25% of its own weight.
So it weighs more than me, though.
A horse can only carry 25% of its own weight. So a horse that weighs 1,500 pounds, or, you know, 1,200 pounds, could carry somebody that weighs 300 pounds. So you need a horse that weighs
400 pounds pony times 25%, 400 times 25.
That would mean a 400-pound pony can carry a 100-pound person.
I don't think... I got a dot matrix printer. I don't know if we could fire it up. Maybe, let me see what it comes out to. It's 900 pounds.
No, you're doing the math the wrong way. A 400-pound pony can carry one quarter of its own weight. So one-fourth of 400 is 100.
I'm going to crunch those numbers again. Hang on. Go ahead. You know, it says here 900 pounds, 12 ounces. I don't. Well, listen. So you're saying based on my weight that you're not going to sell that to me because that's not right.
You need a horse that weighs 1,200 pounds, and
there's
then
no
that horse. That horse. If you have a horse that weighs 1,200 pounds, that horse can carry somebody that weighs 300 pounds.
There's no such thing as a horse that weighs that much.
Of course there are. There are horses that weigh 2,000 pounds. But they're big horses. This is a teeny horse. This is a child's pony, a little child.
But I can feed the pony food. After some time, it'll gain weight, right?
No, it'll never get bigger. It's like a chihuahua is never going to get to be the size of a Great Dane, no matter how much you feed it.
Stupid horse. Stupid pony.
Bye-bye.
Stupid. I love that dot matrix printer. That's awesome.
Yeah, you gotta invest in one of those for your show. Get your own dot matrix.
I gotta get one. Yeah, I'm telling you, I gotta go on eBay. Get a dot matrix printer. Okay. Call it back. See what's up.
Okay.
Please.
I probably should have read you the ad. Let me do that real quick. It says,
"Yeah."
A very pretty Welsh cross pony for sale, approximately 12.2 HH cast.
Aww.
The pony's name is Cass, is about 13 years old, has a fantastic jump, and has been ridden extensively on the beach. A real in-your-pocket mare. This pony has a lot of love to give. and a lot of go to play with.
A lot of love to give. Nice. I just, before we do that, I want to mention some sad news here in Madhouse Radio. Other than my vision going bad, the rubber boob that we started using here, it's on the video now, last December, it has sprung a leak, and it is slowly leaking. It wouldn't leak so bad if I didn't squeeze it, but it's still captivating, and I can't help but squeeze it still. And every time it squirts a little bit of titty juice. So there you go. Breaking news.
That is really sad.
The boob is dying. I'll have to find one online. I'm going to find some more rubber boobs. But yes, hopefully I might try to patch it up. I'm going to look for some rubber cement. Maybe I can do something to save the rubber boob. All right. Pony time.
Hey, do we take calls? Because there's somebody, there's an unknown. Oh, never mind. He's gone. Forget it.
Oh, yeah. We could take calls. Okay. Yeah. Next. I haven't taken calls in a while, but yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
Okay. I guess they probably wouldn't be for you because, you know, it's my phone number.
Well, never mind then. Fine.
Okay, here goes Pony. Hold on. Let me try again. It said it was connecting, then it just disappeared.
Okay.
Hey, Madhouse Radio is calling me. Let's...
That's Tuck.
I want a pony.
Hey, Tuck.
Hey, Tuck.
I want a pony. I want a pony. What's going on, y'all?
My Little Pony.
Tuck, are you subscribed to the My Little Pony's secret...
I somehow got the Little Ponies Club things. Facebook's just weird. It's just adds you all kinds of weird stuff now. They've added everything now. Did you just see the new page they unveiled today?
I talked about this at the beginning of the show, Tuck. Where were you?
Yeah. I was.
God damn it, Tuck.
I talked about the new Facebook and the guy with the shirt that said pot. You missed it all. Yeah.
I saw it, but I missed you talking about it. I'm sorry. I suck. Right. I'm sorry. I know.
Is it look cool? I can't really say. I haven't seen it yet. Even if I could, I can't really see it. Does it look? The new profiles look good and shit, or?
It's more designy. It's more color. Nice. The picture, big huge pictures.
Hey, Tuck. All of a sudden, there's like tons of background noise. What happened?
Yeah, Tuck has air conditioner.
That would be my air conditioner.
Oh, you're not allowed to have an air conditioner on the show.
No.
I know. It came on automatically. So, technically, it's not my fault, but actually, it is my fault. So.
All right, well, turn it off. Take your shirt off.
Can I go naked?
Get naked if you want. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I've been going naked.
I'm naked from the... Like, I'm in boxers. You can't see it on the video, but
okay.
I'm in boxers.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Good.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. What were we doing, RBCP? Back on schedule here, because you know Tuck.
Well,
air break.
I'm trying to get the pony to connect, but I can't for some reason. Let me keep trying here.
Are you calling the pony woman back?
Yeah, I'm trying to, but it's Skype isn't liking her number.
Oh no! Oh no!
Does your Skype do this, Carlito? Does it just sometimes it doesn't want to dial a number?
Sometimes if I'll find a space in the number.
You got it.
Yeah.
You did. It went left.
I was trying some other random phone number just to see if other numbers would work.
Yeah.
Well, did you stop it? Because it was going through, then it's canceled.
I'm trying. Let me try once more. The show's not going to be very good if I can't dial numbers.
Yeah, if I have to go, I'll go. To clear the
line. Was doing it before you. Yeah, here, let me hang up on you, and then I'll call you right back. Here, I'll do the slamming phone.
Feels good to hang up on him, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But
it's still not dialing. I don't know why.
And no spaces in that.
No, I dialed. I punched it in manually.
I don't know. Try 411.
411. Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know the one.
Yeah. It's like, what? You can't dial 411.
The back door 411.
I'm so slow. Here, I'm going to add this unknown caller.
Okay.
Unknown caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
He called on our show this week. That's all he does.
That guy's kind of cool. I like him.
Okay, here goes. Information seems to be working, so... I'll work on the pony thing.
All right, fix that pony.
Thank you for using Frontier Communications Solutions. For quality purposes, your call may be recorded.
Ow.
What city and state, please?
California.
And what city?
I don't know. Where's the pony at, Brad?
I think that's in Monterey, California.
Monterey, California.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay.
And what listing?
We need the lady with the pony for sale.
Sir?
What's the listing? There's a listing for the pony.
Sir, this is the operator. If I put pony in my computer, I'm not going to get anything.
Pony sales. Put it in. It's the name. That's what it's called. The listing is called pony sales.
I don't have it. I've got Monterey Pony Baseball, they said.
Oh, man. You don't know? You know the lady who's selling the pony?
This is the telephone operator. Directory assistant. I don't know anything about
Ma'am,
that.
Ma'am, can you check on Craigslist for us?
Yeah.
But I don't have anything. I've got a pony party by Monterey Bay Equestrian Center.
Do you have a computer?
It's the only other thing with pony in its name.
You have a computer, right? You can check on the Craigslist.
I don't have internet, sir.
Oh. So
I don't
then
have internet. I have the phone book.
Oh, really? Because, you know, your job, I could do your job with whitepages.com for free.
Okay, well, you go ahead and do that, then.
No, no, you're required. I'm on a payphone. You're supposed to do this for free.
Sir, we don't search. No, I don't have internet, sir. I have a phone book directory.
Okay, listen.
There's nothing with pony in their name.
Okay, I'm sorry, honey. Listen. Los Angeles, California, Taco Bell.
Thank you. What street?
Taco Bell in Los Angeles.
What street, sir? I've got several.
Oh, come on.
I've got two pages of them, sir.
The one with the Mexicans around it.
Please hold for my supervisor. I'll be off the line.
Here we go. Passing the buck. I think I managed to get in the chat room here, finally.
What's that say? Connect.
I can't connect to your chat, your video room. Your streaming video? No. It plays the commercials for me, but then it doesn't play your video. But it says there's seven people on, so I guess it's just me.
Hmm. I don't know.
All right, I'm going to try pony again, I guess.
Okay, thank you.
Where was that? Oh, here it is.
Man, I just farted really nice. It's awesome.
Wow.
Because I was on antibiotics and I stopped farting because the doctor told me why. Because antibiotics kill the bacteria that makes the gas. Hello? Oh,
here goes the pony.
Hello? Okay. Oh, shit.
Oh, it said it's busy.
Ah.
Apparently they're on a home phone or something.
Are there more horses for sale? I love horses.
Tuck did send me... Oh, here it goes.
Ooh, it's ringing. Yeah, hi. Is this the horses place?
No, it isn't.
What do you do there, exactly?
This is a business. We're closed right now. You can call after 9 a.m. in the morning.
Listen, I was feeding my horse antibiotics. Hello. The hell? What you were getting me into?
Oh, that's the same thing. That's the pony place.
Oh, she didn't want to talk to me. What a jerk.
And why is she even answering the phone if she's not going to talk to anyone?
I know, right? You're closed. You don't answer the phone.
I'm trying again.
Call again. See if we can get.
It says it's busy again.
Yeah.
Tuck sent me a, this person is selling an American Girl doll, which is a popular girl's doll, with accessories including a two-piece bikini and dress. I've had fun with sellers of dolls by asking questions, with the presumption that their item is an adult-sized object.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
That could be fun.
I like it.
Another California number. Nunu sent us some UK numbers, but I don't know. I don't know about that because I only have like a dollar left on my Skype credit.
Oh no!
But I mean, I'll run it out for you. You're worth it.
Okay. Can you still call USA?
Oh yeah.
For free? You got a limit? Okay. Cool. Excellent. Well, it's only 2 cents a minute.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm probably fine then.
Yeah.
Hey, you reached. I can't get to the phone right now. Leave me a message and I'll call you back.
Hang up or call back?
Hang up.
Let me try once more?
Yeah. I don't like leaving messages because I get self-conscious about my voice recorded.
Ever since the incident.
Just want to mention I'm working on a new prank call CD, but selecting tracks.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, who is this?
Who's this? You called me.
Well, this is Cross. I was supposed to talk to you, but I forgot. Brad, what's going on here? I forgot.
Oh, she had the doll for sale.
Oh, yes, for sale. You had the doll for sale, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. I'm interested in the doll.
Okay.
Okay. What quality is the doll?
It's in good shape.
Okay. The hair is complete, no split ends?
It's what? It's
no split ends with the hair. All the follicles are complete.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. And can you describe when the doll was made? And what's your asking price for it?
It's marked, it has an artist mark on it, and it has the Pleasant Company name on the neck, so I don't know exactly when it was made, but I think it's probably from the early 90s.
Okay. Is it one of those that has the realistic flesh, the silicone-based realistic flesh?
Geez, I don't know. I'm not a collector. So, are you local? Or are you calling? You've got a different area code. You calling from?
No, yeah, I was gonna. I'll pay for shipping and everything. Do you have the doll in front of you now?
Hang on, let me see. I can get it in front of me.
Okay.
Okay, I've got her.
Yeah, the skin. Pinch the skin a little bit. Does it have a little bit of give?
No.
It's not fleshy
like
enough?
So. Uh-huh.
No? Oh, no. It's hard?
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
Does it have any openings in it?
Openings? Like pores? Uh-uh.
Yeah. No pores? Any markings on it at all? Like where you can insert things?
Insert things?
Yeah.
No.
Nothing? In the back or the mouth?
What's that?
Well, you know, to stand it up a little bit. You can put it on the stand.
Oh, you mean does it stand on its own?
Yeah, but okay. I like to, they sell these stands, little sticks with a
It would go, I don't have a stand, but it would go on one.
Okay, where would the stand, the hole of the stand go?
You mean where on the doll's body?
Yeah, on the taint.
It's not painted.
Does it have a taint spot?
Oh. I don't think so. Sorry, I'm not totally sure what you're talking about. It has a soft body. You know?
You don't know what the taint spot is on the doll?
No. Oh, the artist mark?
No, the taint spot. It's the taint... It's the part between the anus and the vagina. They call it the taint.
Okay, is this I'm going to hang up now.
No, that's where you put the hole for the stand. You put it in there.
No, there's no hole there.
And then you put your tongue in it and go blah, 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 blah. Sometimes, too. It's good. It feels good. Nice little doll. Spread legs. Oh, man.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I black out sometimes. I forgot what we were doing, you know? It's like you were explaining doll. I was like, oh, a doll. And you connected. I'm like, I forgot.
Tuck said we should ask if it has a detachable vagina. I forgot to read that part. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But I wanted to mention, anyway, what I was saying is that I was on antibiotics and I stopped farting because there was no more bacteria in me creating methane gas through digestive process. And when I got off the antibiotics, I started farting again. I'm pretty happy. I was kind of bummed out that I wasn't going to be flatulent anymore.
I'm sure Athena's happy, right? About the whole
thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, and actually, she was kind of upset. Yeah. That it came back. She was happy for a while. Anywho.
Hey, can we take a quick break?
Absolutely. Go ahead. Much break as you want.
All right. I'm out of beer. I can let you go, or I can just start up a song, and we can come back after the song.
Start up a song, if that's okay with you. You want to do that?
Sure.
I'll stay here.
Here goes.
Okay. Yay. All right, and we're back. It's Madhouse Radio, the blind episode, Carlito, on Skype. Barbie's running the boards. And you, listener out there, helping us out, sending in requests. Be sure to send them over to... You can get them over to Nunu also. In the chat, so you can direct them over to us. Calling about horses and calling the back line for 411 payphones.
Carlito, are you still there?
I am. Open here.
It seemed like you disappeared there for a minute.
I was doing my thing.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You were cutting out a little bit. And I got confused.
Shit.
I'll let you know if it keeps happening again, and then I can maybe hang up on you and call right back or something.
Yeah, if it does it again, I'll do the same too. I'll restart the app. You know, maybe that's it. Anyway, so we're back. As I said, send in your request to RBCP or Nunu. We'll get them directed. We'll do the call. I see RBCP's running the board today because I can't see shit because I'm a big fat Puerto Rican with AIDS. Sugar AIDS, rather. Not AIDS. Not yet. What's going on in the chat room? Are you paying attention to the chat room at all, RBCP? Can you give me an update? What's going on with the kids there?
I haven't had much left. Karaz just said Carlito's audio is broken.
No.
It wasn't that bad. It was, you were just like, you know, kind of choppy there for a second.
Okay.
And I don't know. There's tons of chatting happening, but I just haven't been watching too closely.
Yeah, what I think might be happening is, the Skype app, it's connecting via Wi-Fi on my Android phone over here back to the router, which is right in front of me, but if I move away from it a little, I think I hit a spot of interference.
Ah, yeah.
I noticed. Yeah, so I gotta stay in a position that gives a clip to the Wi-Fi router.
It sounds really awesome overall. I mean, like, normally you sound perfect.
Cool, yeah. Cool. So for those instances, okay, no worries. So, what kind of numbers you got there, sir?
Nunu has sent in, it looks like, 3 UK numbers, and I think you told me that UK numbers are just 2 cents a minute. I have $1.71, so that's enough for an evening, I guess, right?
Yeah, we don't have to do too many of them, but yeah, we can do a few if you want.
Okay.
You're okay with that? Yeah.
Oh, he's just sent me, 2. He sent one twice.
Okay.
Jessamine the name, and it says that's her cell number. She likes swimming. I don't know what that means, but...
Well, how is Jessamine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know where... I don't know where he gets his numbers, but that's all he wrote.
All right, let's try it.
Hey, let's do a quick reset of me and you. Let me just hang up on you and call you right back, because there was echo right there.
Okay, you got it. All right, I'm going to do the same. I'm going to log out and log back in. You got it.
Okay.
Are we back?
We're on the air.
All right. It's Madhouse Radio. You're home for white people bisexual music. I'm sorry.
No, it's true.
I'm sorry.
I'm playing the Bengals right now.
The Bengals are cool. They weren't that bad. I remember the Bengals, man, back in the 80s. Oh, yeah. Anyway. I was just mentioning Brad off air here. Bad, I'm in the chat room. I made it to the chat room under the name Blind Lito.
And Baz is, I gotta get really close, and I got everything blown up really huge, but he's explaining how blood vessels in diabetics will, your eyes will actually grow these weird, retarded blood vessels, and then they'll become weak and bleed. That's exactly what happened to me in both my eyes at this point. My left eye really bad. It actually, the blood vessel exploded. My eye became completely blinded. And I had surgery where they actually, what they did was they drilled a hole into my left eye. They drained all the gel that's naturally in your eye that was full of blood. They drained all that, and then they lasered the inside of my eye to get rid of all those blood vessels. Then they filled my eye up with saline.
Holy crap.
To replace the gel that they took out.
When was all this? And
this was 4 weeks ago.
This
was 4 weeks ago, yeah. So that's why I can't see it in my left eye yet. It takes several, up to 2 months for that to heal. But I'm just about able to see through that eye. But then what happened Friday was the other eye had a bleeding event. A blood vessel leaked in that eye. And that's what left me to the point where I can't read anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, but that luckily that wasn't as severe as a optical vessel explosion, and it's already clearing on its own. That's surgery intervention, surgical intervention. So for the time being, I'm okay. We'll see. Yeah. Anyway,
and you're getting better, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, you're improving. You're not like getting worse.
Now I'm seeing things here and there again. Hey, Tuck, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Sorry, I hung up on you.
Well, I mean, you hung up on me. What can I tell you?
It's Carlito's fault.
Huh? Yeah. Blame Carlito. Blame the good blind guy.
I blame Carlito for everything. I blame you for my toothache.
You blame me for a lot, sir. Anyway. So, what do we got? Is it UK numbers? We got UK numbers, is it?
Yeah, I've got that one. It's Jessamine Sayer from the UK. It's her cell phone number, and she likes swimming.
Another thing, Tuck, under the screen name he's in, I think, how much credit do I have? $4, Tuck? Is that what I got left there?
Yeah, $4 and change.
Yeah. If Tuck and can conference numbers also, if you run out for some reason.
Oh, okay.
I'm just concerned that his quality, he's on DSL.
Ah, yeah. And yeah,
his quality,
I don't mind using up all my credits. You know, I never use them for anything else, so.
Okay.
It's a good cause.
Yeah, it sounds like you do prank shows.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
not like you need them.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, here goes.
I'm
dialing. Jessamine Sayer is the name.
Jessamine Sayer, gotcha. 10-4.
Should we all join in, or should we just?
You should mute when you're not joining in because of your background noise.
Good point. You are beautiful. Jessamine, hi.
Hi.
Yes. Yes, hi. I'm calling with a message for you. It was brought to you by a secret messenger. It's that you're beautiful, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now, are you swimming anytime soon?
Maybe.
Maybe? Okay. I want you to know that when you're swimming, that you're beautiful, despite everything, and you may not be able to see anymore. You may grow blood vessels in your eyes, and they'll explode, and the blood will fill your eye and your virtuous fluid, and they'll have to insert a needle in your eye and drain all the virtuous gel and perform laser microcoagulation in your eye and fill it up with saline, and then you'll have to go for 4 weeks without being able to see right. But even through all that, you're still beautiful, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Huh?
Wait.
I'm Dr. Ho.
Okay.
And I'm also on the line with Daniel Faraday. He's a doctor also. He's a mathematician.
Good evening, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. He's a leading mathematician in chaos theory. Listen, I want you to know that sailing takes you away. Don't always think about swimming. Sailing can also take you away, and the candles will set you free.
Okay.
You know the, not the short fat candles, but you know the long candles? They feel like a penis when you put it inside your vagina and you put them in and out, and the vagina will actually contract and expand as you do it rhythmically.
I'm really confused right now.
Have you ever tried that? I did it with a girlfriend once, and we actually lit the candle while I did it. It was hot. Do you like swimming? You really like swimming? Huh? What are you doing?
Yeah. I don't know.
Are you excited a little bit? You sound a little excited. It's cool.
I'm sleeping.
What are you wearing?
Why?
Come on, I'm an American. Come on, just be a little naughty with me. Please? I'm feeling a little randy. Huh? I look like, you know, I look like Brad Pitt. Do you like that? You like Brad Pitt? Hello?
Okay.
Well?
Bye then.
Hey, get a little phone head. Come on. Come on, girl. What's up? Come on, girl.
You like something up?
Huh?
Who are you?
Come on, it's Christopher Cross. I look like Brad Pitt. I got muscles. Okay. I can bench press 200. I bench press 250 pounds.
I don't remember that.
You don't? Like no? Have you ever had phone sex before? On the phone?
No.
No? I told you, I'm Christopher Cross. And I look like Brad Pitt. I'm handsome. I'm a handsome boy.
Okay, I'm doing good.
Oh, come on. Just play with me a little bit. It'd be fun. Ah. Who's a patient? Hello?
Yes. Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah. I don't know. She just sounded like she was a little hot. Yeah, I'm bothered, so I tried to... I don't know.
Trying to help her out, you know, turn your prank show into a positive thing.
I'm sorry, guys. I was looking out for myself there. That little warning.
It's okay, Mr. Married Guy. We understand. It's not like you have excess.
That's not cheating.
No, of course not. It's entertainment value. It's for the show. Yeah, it's like when actors kiss each other, and, you know, they're married to somebody else, and that's not real.
Like in Bareback Mountain, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're married to other people.
Yeah.
It's totally all right.
Yeah. It's Bear... What was the name of that movie? Bareback. Is it Bareback Mountain?
Brokeback.
Brokeback.
My top Netflix movie ever. I watch it all the time.
Nice. Netflix. Netflix changed. Yeah, they didn't just the show. They, was it the DVD
Quickster.
Service?
Quickster.
Did you see the Quickster Twitter account?
No. Oh, yeah. He doesn't want to. Yeah, I heard about the guy. He's got the account. Yeah,
it's some just completely retarded stoner guy that has the Quickster.
Oh, forget.
He's about to be a rich stoner. Well, not rich, but maybe a few $100,000.
You think they'll buy it from him? I thought they took it from people.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah. Oh, they got to. Yeah. Everyone's gonna be trying to follow Twixter, and the next thing you know, he's out there, dude. Cheech and Chong.
HiBuddies.com.
HiBuddies.com. No, I don't think so. I don't think so, buddy. I think so. You're right. I'm sorry.
I think so.
I think so, too.
Yeah, but I thought they wouldn't even pay him for it. I thought they would just take it. You know, they'd file a complaint against Twitter and say, hey, we own this trademark. It's ours. He needs to give it.
He's had it before. You don't just come in and do that.
Like, were you? I don't know how old you are, actually, Carlito. But were you around in '96 when the internet started getting big and like all these normal people were registering names, like, you know, NBC and
Pepsi
stuff.
And Coke? Yeah,
yeah.
They got money for that. They didn't get that.
No. Mm-hmm. It was in the news all the time. They would just come in and take them.
I'm
sure some of them got paid. I'm sure, but then other companies were just assholes and they came in and, you know, just took it away from them.
You remember the .cc thing? You remember that? That top-level domain, the TLB .cc?
Yeah, I think... Yeah, I remember that.
That was a scam. You know what it was? It was Cocos Islands, but it was Clear Channel that bought that out. Clear Channel bought the rights to the whole .cc TLD, and they were just going to do it for their radio stations, and they said, oh, let's try to sell them off. So they would pump like their radio stations with ads to sell .cc domains, and it would say like, the person who bought Coke.com back in the 90s became a millionaire. You should buy it too. Like, who knows what you can get? Everyone's going to want .cc. And I was like, why would somebody want .cc? Like,
yeah, what's that mean? I mean,
it's easy to type. I don't get it. Like, I could see .tv is kind of cool and, you know, but .cc, get out of here.
Do they still have those? I mean, do they still exist?
Yeah, there's something I used to rip a YouTube videos off of in .cc domain.
Yeah. That was a big Clear Channel.
They're still floating around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like every Clear Channel station would be like, you know, like in Orlando it was WTKS. It was WTKS.cc. And you would, every commercial break was like, you know, .cc is the new thing. You know, call Clear Channel now and get your spot on the .cc craze. Like, it's the new the new shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. I don't know. So, yeah, you can buy your own topic level domains now. Like, it doesn't have to be two or three letters. I understand. Like, you can get like cactus, you know, .cactus or something.
Oh no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, how much that is. Pretty expensive, but yeah, they're out there now.
Jill in chat room is saying .cc is mostly used for URL shortening sites. Probably these days, right?
Yeah, that's a big thing now too.
Bitly's
well, yeah, like everybody, like I know for like the Orlando Sentinel, they use like I think it's sent.nel or something like that now, and all this. Yeah, well, Milk, you know, Milk, that Kevin Rose has that new Milk thing that he
Milk,
MI.LK. It's a group of venture cap, not what do they call them now?
You don't know either, do you?
Well, no, it's a conglomeration of people who just make apps. You know, okay. they get together, they design an app, they release it, and they go to the next one and the next one. And I think their first one just came out this week.
And they just stamp Milk on.
I don't know. I'm over Kevin Rose. You know, I'm really over. I hate to talk about Twit. I don't know. You probably don't know even when I'm talking about RBCP.
Oh yeah, yeah. I listen to Twit sometimes. I know what it is.
All right, well, Tuck, do you know Sarah Lane? She pisses me off, man.
I can see how. Yeah.
Well, every time that she starts that show with Tom Mara, she dances to the music, and I went. You know, I
you don't have to see her anymore, so that shouldn't bug you.
Well, no, I went in there. No, I went in there the other day. They were starting the show, and I went in there.
Okay, Carlito will message me that he's been over on the Twit chat room, and they're wreaking havoc of starting some sort, getting kicked out and stuff because of he's doing Carlito things in the chat room and tells me his exploits.
Well, I got banned again because I went in there and I said, "Here comes Sarah Lane dancing like the stupid bitch she is as usual." they K-lined me in the chat in the IRC, and all I do whenever they do that, I change the MAC address of my routers to a different one and I pick up a new IP address.
Right.
That's about the fifth time that I've done that now. But I just get so mad. I got mad at Dick DiBartolo. I went in and said, "So Dick DiBartolo." Gay, right? And they're like, "What are you talking about?" And they're like, "Yeah, Dick DiBartolo, he's totally gay, right?" And they got really mad at me.
Oh,
you know,
dear.
The guy from Men Magazine, Dick
DiBartolo.
He's gay. He's super gay. Anyway, prank calls. I'm sorry, Brad, and I'm wasting your time.
You're not wasting my time. This is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a part of it now. I feel so important.
Yeah. Oh, I did want to I'm sorry, one quick thing. Last week, Casey, you know, I had this war with the Casey Anthony thing. I was going in, there's Negro Judge Perry in the Orlando website and all that stuff. And I wanted to mention in the chat room a few weeks ago, someone went in as Negro Judge. And I caught that after the show. And kudos to whoever that was. They were paying attention to the show. The Casey Anthony family got interviewed on Dr. Phil last week. And the Orlando Sentinel website decided to have a chat room, and I went in there as Negro Judge Perry, and I got banned again. And I also went in as Baez's boss, my other screen name, and people were asking, "I can't see Dr. Phil, is there a stream of it?" And I gave them a link to, you know, that what's that, the final measure? Is that what it's called? You know, the thing where it takes over your browsers and says, hey, everybody, I'm looking at gay porno? I don't know if you've been to that.
Yeah.
Make your own custom on that nymph.org or whatever. I said, yeah, it's being broadcast here by Fox. Watch it. And then about 10 people clicked on and reported they got viruses because of it. I got banned from the website permanently.
Well, good for you. Good for you for getting banned.
I wish I would have joined, you know, in with you with all that. I remember all the stories.
Someone cursed you blindness in that chat room.
What have I won? Yeah, that's right, Brad. I kept involving you all. I would, you know,
they were awesome stories. I wanted to join in, but I was too busy, you know.
Yeah, too busy working.
Yeah.
I've got
a UK number here. It's called a BBC switchboard.
Okay. Oh, right. Cool. Yes, you love me there. All right, let's do it.
The famous angry lady who doesn't like Americans.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Okay, here it goes. Oh, and I have 88 cents left of UK of Skype time, so I think it's about over. You might want to not go too long with this one.
Okay, we won't. I'll try.
I mean, I don't care if you go over. I'm just saying it might disconnect. Here it goes.
Okay.
Good morning, BBC Switchboard.
Yeah, hi, this is Bob Morton. I'm calling live from New York City. I'm supposed to get patched into the news desk. There's an emergency here. I'm on scene.
Okay, what's the story concerning? Are you calling from another organization? Sorry, it's just a call through.
The McGraw-Hill building's on fire. They got me here on scene. I'm supposed to call in and report.
Okay, and do you work for the BBC yourself, or do you work for another news organization? Are you just another, a witness there?
Another news organization. I work for UPI.
UPI?
Yes, okay, I'm Bob Morton with the news organization. Okay.
Yeah, no problem. If you can hold the line for me, I'll see if I can get through to the foreign news desk. Thank you.
Thank you.
UPI has not been around since the 90s.
Captain Jinx. It's gonna take a long time. Shit. Jill says to ask if Building 7 has collapsed yet. Funny. There's a new Building 7. Isn't it rebuilt already? I heard that was the first one that went up. Hello? You guys there?
No, we're not here.
Hi, thanks for holding for me, putting you through now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, this is Bob Morton from UPI. I'm here on the scene. The McGraw-Hill building's on fire.
Where, sorry?
The McGraw-Hill building, Times Square, is on fire. You were told to give you guys a call to report.
Oh, right, okay. What, the BBC Foreign Desk?
Well, yeah, this is Bob Morton with UPI. I'm on scene.
Oh, right, okay. Hold on one second.
What? Okay, there's a building in New York on fire, and a guy from UPI has been asking for something.
I think that you need to speak to my radio traffic guys. They're looking for like a 40-second dispatch from you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll be for the BBC World Service Radio.
Okay.
So I need to put you through the traffic. Let me just get the extension number. Hold on one second.
Thank you.
That's it. Right, I'm going to put you through to extension 49062.
49062. So, thank you.
Yeah, hold on one second.
I'm going to try to Baba Booey him. I don't know. Probably won't be able to get through.
How much change do you have left, Brad?
Oh, 72 cents left. So it's going really slow. Oh. So I guess we're not in a hurry.
I guess so. They must have...
Oh, they're gone?
Figured it out, yeah.
Should I call back or not?
They probably figured you out.
Well, no. Callback asked for 49062. That was extension.
Okay.
See if we can get... Well, I'll ask. Just connect us. Yeah.
Okay, here it goes.
That sucks.
Good morning, beautiful switchboard.
Yeah, this is Bob Morton. I needed extension 49062.
49062. One moment for me, please.
Thank you.
Just need to announce the call. Thank you.
Another News Japan has sent 5 warheads to Great Britain. Let's see.
No, let's not start any wars today.
No, no, let's not.
Oh, Joe is saying that. Oh, they're giving you ideas.
Fucking Joe.
Joe told you, Joe. You doing?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Bob Morton, UPI.
Sorry, hello. Kind of hard to hear you. Sorry.
Yeah, this is Bob Morton, UPI. I was supposed
yeah,
to call.
Hi, what can I do for you?
Yeah, okay, well, this is the radio service.
Right, okay. And okay. You got something to file, have you?
Yeah, the McGraw-Hill building. I'm supposed to report it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, just hang on a second, please. Hang on, I'm going to transfer you to another line.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm calling from the McGraw.
Sorry, yeah, if you could just give me your name, your full name, please.
This is Bob Morton. I'm calling from UPI.
Bob Morton, and where are you, Bob?
I'm reporting live from in front of, across the street from the McGraw-Hill building here in New York City. If you can see...
Okay, just bear with me a second. Can I just take a bit of level of your voice, please?
Okay.
I'll just record it. Hello, Bob?
Yes.
Yeah, if you just give me a little bit of level off your voice as if you're recording, because I just need to get a...
Yes, this is Bob
Morton. Where your voice level is at, please.
This is Bob Morton.
Bob, yeah. Okay, gotcha, Bob. Stand by, please.
Thank
Bob, if you'd like to go on about 5 or so things.
I'm sorry?
I'd like to go ahead with your dispatch whenever you're ready, thank you.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3. This is Bob Morton with UPI reporting live from Times Square, New York City, in front of the McGraw-Hill building, which I'm currently seeing the flames are currently lapping at the very top of the building. I was speaking here with the fire chief. And unfortunately, they're calling for the building to be to come down soon. They say that the fire was started by a blast of wind from Howard Stern's asshole. Did you copy that? Hello. Good sir. Sir, I'm calling from UPI to report that the crazy
king... Yeah, thanks very much for that, Bob. Take care. Bye.
The Casey Kringa mattress is having a blowout special.
That didn't just happen, did it? Were you?
I'm afraid it didn't just happen, Brad. This is not kind of how it goes sometimes. It happens. It happens.
Carlita, did you write down that number, that extension?
49062.
That's a good thing to have, apparently.
Yeah. That's too funny. I don't think it was live. He was recording me though.
Yeah.
Like to record.
Right. He's recording you. They're gonna no shove it in somewhere in their little scene.
So holy shit! If you had actually done a real one, they would have put it on the air.
Yeah. Yeah. They would have put me on the air. Yeah. That was some. What was it? The traffic service or the BBC World?
Hey, World Service. It's kind of like the world news, the radio world news. Yeah. Like you know how NPR does their news in the hour.
Yeah, I know.
This is what this is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I've got that on Sirius. It's a channel. It's a channel. Sirius Satellite has it. It's BBC World Service. Right? Yeah, I've got that.
Quick, turn it on.
Yeah. But I don't think they're going to put that on. I think they were going to record and play it. But unless maybe they did, I don't know.
Let's cause some stocks. Let's cause some
UK
stocks.
UK guys, go check here in the next few minutes.
Yeah. You know, that's all. I could. Technically, I could log in and play, but they're not going to. It's too late right now, anyway. Yeah. Anyway, that was fun. All right, what do we got?
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Let's cause some stocks to plummet. Let's call back.
Okay.
No, it's okay. I have 57 cents left, though, for UK calls. If there's any more, I think that's enough to do a few minutes.
Woohoo!
But Nunu has not sent any more.
Except to our callers.
Yeah. There's a guy... I'm sorry, what?
Asshole Nunu, that's it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, fucking Nunu. Yeah. A guy on the chat room, JFK, is Jack. He says, call this guy and ask for Kimmy... Renee, and pretend to be her boyfriend. He'll get pissed.
Kimmy Renee?
Kimmy. K-I-M.
Kimmy Renee.
Okay.
Kimmy Renee. Yes!
All right, I'm going to call that right now.
Kimmy Renee, you're going to kiss.
What?
Time to mute.
Yeah, is Kimmy there? Kimmy Renee?
Man, she's calling?
Yeah, this is Bob, her boyfriend, Bob. Hello? Emmy?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Bob, boyfriend.
Yeah, but you go fuck yourself.
This is her boyfriend, Bob. Who's this? Why you got your phone for? Hey.
He's gone. Okay, call him back.
Call him back, yeah.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Hello?
He hung up. I'll try again.
Yeah, master. Fuck you, I'm eating.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
One more time. He's probably turning off his cell phone.
To an automatic voice message system.
Nunu has sent me another number. It's another UK.
Yeah, okay.
It's called the Bull's Head. I'm sorry, what?
Real quick, before we do the Bull's Head, I was listening to a prank call from the Bull's Head the other day. I noticed you're playing a lot of Drop Some Idiocracy in the last few weeks and such. Did you just get turned on to that movie or something, or what?
No. I've known about it since it came out, more or less. I don't know. We just started saying those quotes to each other.
Mm-hmm. Did you like it? Because I tried to like it, and I was a big fan of Office Space, but...
Yeah, the first time I saw it, I hated it. I thought it was retarded, but like all these scenes were just kind of sticking with me, and I wanted to see them again. And I think after the second or third viewing, I started, you know, loving it a lot.
I'm gonna try it because some of the stuff was funny. Like I like Upgrade, you know, and
Upgrade.
That's funny. And what was the president's name? The black guy? I forgot his name now.
I can't remember.
Huh. Yeah, I like everyone uses Brondo and the guy's Beef Supreme. Yeah, I'm going to try to get that movie.
I drove like an hour up to Portland to go to the only store that carries Brondo to get them for my kids because they like the movie so much.
So that's
awesome. I got like a six-pack of Brondo.
That's cool.
Yep.
All right. So UK, what have we got in the UK, is it?
Oh, UK, yeah. It's the Bull's Head Hotel in Failsworth, Manchester.
Okay, this is for everyone who, excuse me, whoever doesn't know, this is the famous Manchester pub that we pranked over the years. The first Madhouse CD, the first prank call on it is to the Manchester pub. And on the new Madhouse CD, I did find the new Manchester pub prank that I'm going to be including in it. We've called them a few times. I usually call them and tell them I'm the owner of the pub, and they get really mad. Yeah. So, yep, go ahead, make it so.
Here it goes, sir.
Yo.
Number one. They're probably sleeping. I'll wake them up.
Someone should send more numbers to me.
Somebody, send them.
RBCP on IRC.
I still hear ringing.
It's just the week.
I still hear ringing, and but it's off on the display.
Nobody.
Nunu says, I guess calling on a Thursday is too obvious.
I guess so. Even after all these years, we haven't called them in about a year or so.
Yeah, and I guess
they're on to us.
They probably know not to think about it.
Hey, Brad, are you okay to take a break? And you got any gas left in you? I gotta stretch my legs real quick here.
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
Can you got like a 4 or 5 minute song maybe or something you can play?
Yeah, I'm starting it right now.
Okay, cool. We'll be right back. I gotta stretch my legs and use the toilet. Everyone should do the same. We'll be right back. Thanks, Brad.
Sure.
That was the Chipmunks with You Had a Bad Fucking Day. This is Carlito, Brad Carter, and the Tuck. We're here, we're queer, deal with it. This is Madhouse Radio Blind Edition. I just took a break, I almost fell on my ass. I'm still very sore from surgery, and my leg cramped up on me because I've been sitting in this uncomfortable chair from Walmart for too long, and I couldn't walk. It was bad, guys. Remember, you heard me? I said I couldn't walk.
Yeah, we were wondering, is he dying?
We were concerned.
And then the eye doctor told me that when I take a shit, I have to take it slow because of my eyes. He doesn't want me to strain, he said.
Take it slow.
And I meant to ask him if I could masturbate, but Athena advised me not to ask him about that. But I was going to ask. That's a good question, right? Can I jerk off?
It is a good question. You kind of got to know your limits.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, it builds up, you know, right before you turn Japanese. You know, the whole thing about the eyes. You guys get splitting. Yeah.
It relieves stress.
Athena is such a prude.
I know she is. Anyway, she just doesn't want to put in the work, you know what I mean? So, this is Madhouse Radio, where I just wanted to mention that when I was on the toilet right now, I was thinking about the last Friday, NASA announced the replacement for the Constellation Project. It's a hybrid space shuttle, hybrid plus the Ares rocket that they were spending billions of dollars on for nothing. It looked really ugly, and it's using 30-year-old technology, and it still costs billions and billions of dollars. I don't understand why. Apparently, before the decade is out, they're only going to fly 2 missions of this thing. One of them is going to be unmanned. They're going to have 1 unmanned test flight, I believe, in 2017, and then 2020, they plan to have a manned mission that will...
the official missions. Don't forget all the Black Ops missions they got to use.
Yeah, true. But the only manned mission will be one that's going to go around the moon. It won't even land on the moon. Nothing. It'll go to the moon, go around.
Officially. Yeah. Have you seen Apollo 18 yet?
No, I saw the trailers for it. But how would it be a secret? Why would there be a secret mission to the moon? It doesn't.
They really didn't cover. I mean, that much. Only that. I forgot why. I mean, didn't really cover. I couldn't really make out why it was secret. It's just like it was just this one was a secret one, and
did they find a monolith?
For some strange reason, they had. It had to do with the moon rocks.
It had to do with the monolith. I heard the monolith was in it. That'd be awesome if there was a monolith in there, you know?
Cool. It had to do with some shit.
I'm telling you, that would be a movie that would be cool to see a remake of. I think a lot of people would get upset, but 2001 A Space Odyssey would be a great contender for a remake. But I don't put that on.
You
leave that untouched.
Yeah, you don't have... Not yet. There's no real reason.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All they would do if they did it now, was just speed it up and piss everybody off.
Yeah, they have Puff Daddy flying.
Yeah, exactly. It would be Puff Daddy in the, trying to break hell.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, and the Millennium Falcon will have a cameo in the background of the moon at some point, you know, for people to see. They're like, oh my god, Millennium Falcon!
CGI, yeah. little things in it.
Yeah. Tuck, I wanted to mention also real quick before we get back to the pranks, Tuck, you mentioned a few weeks ago in the show the Blu-ray version of Star Wars, the Star Wars saga. I was confused. I thought you were saying something else. So they took the no from the end of Revenge of the Sith, and they added it to the scene where the Emperor gets thrown. Hey, Chloe, my cat's over here. Where the Emperor gets thrown into the pit at the end of Jedi.
Jedi, yes.
Yeah, that it looks stupid. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hi, cat. Cat's over here meowing up a storm. What happens?
Cat thinks it's stupid too.
Yeah, that shit sucks. Anyway, hi, Chloe. Have we got any prank calls we can do? What do we got going on?
I've got a few. It looks like residential listings in the UK.
Okay, residential. Let's wake them up.
All right, here we go.
Do this thing. You gotta give me a name though.
All right, this first one's name is Jay Jones.
Jay Jones. Jay Jonah Jameson.
Hold on, there's spaces or something in the number.
Spaces.
Can't make it dial.
Thanks for working it in, Brad. Thumbs up.
Chloe, what is it? What do you want, cat?
It doesn't like this number. I guess I'm going to try the next one.
I might need the plus 44110 something.
Yeah, I did that. Plus 44.
It did? Hmm.
Okay, it's letting me do this one. This one's name is also Jay Jones.
Okay.
Oh, satellite.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, and you cannot leave a message, so please call later.
I cannot leave a message?
What a bitch.
Did James just say that?
You're not allowed. You're not allowed. Nope. Not allowed.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, and you cannot leave a message.
Damn it. Son of a bitch.
Nope.
Son of a bitch. Anyway, what I was getting at with the whole NASA thing is, I think at this point, they should just give it up and let the private sector, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
They already have.
Well, they're the ones going to the ISS now, but just let them do the deep space stuff, too, you know? Just whatever. Save the money.
They don't want to be fucking around deep space, too.
Yeah, I think, you know, when it comes down to it, NASA just be in charge of new jet technology, you know, faster planes, maybe getting some supersonic stuff going on commercially again, that's viable, and getting robots out to Pluto and outer space, you know, probes and robots out to different parts of the solar system, and let the private sector handle the, you know, Mars and closer. That's what I say. That's what I say, damn it. Yeah. And why don't we have a supersonic commercial jet? What's that about? We had the Concorde. There was one stupid accident because of a French Continental jet in front of it. It wasn't even the Concorde's fault. And then they closed the whole fleet down and never brought it back. It's bullshit. I should be able to fly from, you know, New York to L.A. in 3 hours by now. Seriously. What's that about? I guess it was probably too expensive. I guess that's what it was.
Yeah, the money was already crashing down on them.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay.
I got a taxi counter at an airport. It's an international one. I don't know what country this is.
Okay, milkman. Let's do it.
This is from Perez.
Be careful. It might be expensive. You got to watch out.
Irina, hallo?
Taxi! Taxi!
not.
Hello? Texting machine?
No.
What? What the fuck?
That was weird.
No. No.
Kurt Karaz has already been at that one.
Oh, well. That's like the, was it Family Guy, the Consuela? I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, no, no.
She's awesome.
That's my mom. She's just like that. No, no, no.
Junka?
Yes, taxi. We need more lemon pledge.
You are not at the taxi company. Sorry. Fine.
What are you? What are you? Fucking racist. Anti-American bitch. What a liar. No, no, no. We need more lemon pledge.
We need more numbers, everyone.
That's what we need. Yep.
You send them to RBCP on the chat room thing.
Yeah. Tuck, do me a favor, Tuck. Try to conference. You're logged in as Madhouse Radio there. Look in the contacts. Look for Do Drop In. That's Charlie. Let's see if you can get that going. It's always a good standby. It should be saved in there.
Hey, do you want to call that guy back and say, you know, you're her boyfriend?
Yeah, yeah, we could try that too.
Sure. You know, while we're waiting for Tuck.
Yeah. Well, Tuck says to come back.
Won't let me out of it.
No, no, no. No, no, no.
Invalid phone number.
Ah, shit.
I called it earlier. I don't know why it's not working now.
I don't know if any of you people out there are boxing fans, but Floyd Mayweather had a fight with Victor Ortiz. Quite the controversial fight. That's all I gotta say about that. I know you don't watch boxing, Brad, because you don't watch sports. They're yucky, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. I don't like that at all.
Yucky sports. Tuck doesn't either.
I'm trying to call these other numbers, Nunu, but it won't let me dial them, and I don't know why.
Fix them, Nunu!
Perez just sent me a gas station at an airport.
Gas station at an airport. I bet you it's expensive. Let's do it.
All right. It's an international call.
The gas station is expensive, and that's bullshit. That's how they get you. Listen, the gas here is more expensive than it is anywhere else, right? If I come to return the car for the rental.
What?
I came to do return the rental car, you understand? And you charged me more for gas than it was down the street. It was more expensive here. Why?
The gas?
You the gasoline. Gas. Petrol.
The petrol. You have to go, son.
Car juice. Listen, it's more expensive here where you are than it is in the city.
Yes, of course.
That's not fair. Because why? Because I have to bring my rental car back with full tank, and you do that, huh?
We don't do it. You have to do for yourself.
You do it on purpose, you shit.
No, it is you have to do it for yourself, dear Duncan.
Listen, you know what shoes are?
What?
Shoes. You know shoes on your feet?
Yes.
Kiss my shoes!
And you, something else?
Put your lips on my shoes and kiss and lick my shoes.
Okay, you can call my my boss. You can call him her after 8.
You stupid shit.
And you
monkey.
Can stay for her. Thank
you're
you,
monkey.
Bye-bye.
Monkey horse. Alright, cool.
Sorry.
Was some kind of nasty insult there in wherever country he is, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure it is. Kiss your shoes, how dare you say that? And it's fighting words there in Arabia.
Arab lands.
Yep. You fucked my boss.
Here's the BBC Scotland.
Alright.
This is gonna be bad.
Alright.
Good Good morning, BBC Scotland, Traffic Queue Reception.
Hey, lady, this is Bob Morton. I'm in New York City. I'm calling about the last king of Scotland.
Not the son?
Yep, the last king of Scotland. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the phone call, is that what you're talking about?
I don't even know what you're saying. Are you speaking English, or where are you from?
From Glasgow.
Glasgow? This is from Glasgow? Yeah, can you put me through the news desk, please? I have important news, breaking news.
Can I ask what it's regarding?
Yeah, whatever you say.
What's your story regarding?
I still can't... do you have a translator there that speaks English?
What is your story regarding?
There's a building on fire in the court.
A building on fire, Kate. What's your name?
This is Bob Morton. I'm with the News Solvers.
Bob Morton.
Bob Morton on your side.
If you just hold on a second.
Hurry up. God, they have a nasty accent.
Book of Who says, say, hey lady, like you're Woody Allen.
Hey lady! Is that right?
I think
so. Or is that... No, that's something...
That's Jerry Lewis,
yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't know how to do like Woody Allen.
Retarded. Fucking Book of Who.
You stupid man. Woody Allen's a pedophile.
Hello, Glasgow Bob.
Yes, hi. I'm calling from the McGraw-Hill building. This is brand new. This is Bob Morton with New York One. The McGraw-Hill building is on fire. I'm calling, reporting in live. If you look behind me, you can see the flames are beginning to hit the top of the roof.
Do you know you're calling in the UK?
Yes, they told me to come call in a breaking news story here to the BBC.
The UK, Glasgow, Scotland.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah? Okay, yeah. I'll just pass you over to our New York. Hold on a second.
Okay. New York.
13 cents left.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Who's it?
Hello?
Yes, this is Bob Morton. I'm calling in live. Breaking news. There's a breaking news song that should be coming in any second now. Breaking news. This is Bob Morton, the new club. McGraw-Hill building is on fire.
Somebody's got a... Hello?
Yes, I'm calling in live from New York City. The McGraw-Hill building is on fire.
The McGraw-Hill building is on fire. It sounds like it's somebody on holding a phone to a TV station or a radio station. Hello?
They told me to call in and make a live report. McGraw-Hill building is on fire.
Hello?
Yes, the McGraw-Hill Hill building is on fire. Helicopters crashed into it.
Helicopter.
Yes. Sources are reporting that it was Marine One. Breaking news.
This keeps sounding breaking news. Hello? Hello there.
Breaking news. BBC reporting. Hello. Are they there? Did we run out of credits?
Yeah, they're gone now. I think they just...
It's just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, they hung up. We have 11 cents left still. If we want to
I probably shouldn't say that Marine has crashed somewhere. Take that back. Marine 1's fine. It's on the helipad, DC. It's okay.
Just chilling.
Yeah, it was Donald Trump's helicopter. That's what. No one cares.
New News giving me another Jay Jones to call.
All right.
For no reason. No. There's no theme right now.
Try to get some new... Fucking Nunu. Check for... Is Lonesome Loser in the IRC?
Welcome to BT Answer 1571. The person you're calling is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
No love, Dr. Jones. No time for love, Dr. Jones.
So, guys, I'm going to let you go. I'm kind of getting a little ill over here, so...
Yeah, I think I'm done, too. You want to call it a night there, RVCP? We've had fun. We've done our thing.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for tuning in. This is Blind Carlito, the Blind Pranker. Thanks to Tuck, Nunu, everyone who listened tonight, and RBCP, of course, for helping out. It's been emotional. Thank you, sir. We had fun.
Sure. Yeah. Hi, buddies. Carlito, get better there, brother.
I'm working on it. All right. MadhouseLive.com and, of course, CactivRadio.com and PhoneLosers.organization. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. All right. We're out of here. Boy Kanye Cheddar. Shutdown, what's going on? Goodbye. Yeah, yeah. I drink a boost for breakfast, an intro for